It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. Next week, a culvert replacement project will start on Colorado Highway 348, just south of the Delta Montrose County line. Tracy Truelove is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
We're replacing an old culvert with a new 8x10 concrete box culvert. And while this project is happening, we'll have to have a detour in place. So the traffic will be detoured around the project site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through the duration of construction, which is about 3 months. And that detour route will be Banner Road to 1500 Road to 5400 Road to B Road. Local traffic will still be able to access the north and south sides of the culvert project.
Construction is set to start on Monday. CDOT estimates that work should wrap up in September. The Center for Mental Health received a $600,000 grant to expand its Delta Clinic. The grant is from the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. Janie Sorensen is with the Center for Mental Health.
We will use the dollars to renovate a part of our building that we have not used in the past. It's on Main Street in Delta, 107 West 11th Street. And when we purchased that building, it was a big building and we didn't need all of it. So we remodeled half of it and left the other part unused and unremodeled. And as our demand for services in Delta County have grown, we realize that we need to expand into the rest of the building in order to meet the demand for care.
Sorensen says demand for the center's service in the Delta area has increased by 34% in the past 3 years. She says the growth can be attributed to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, which expanded Medicaid coverage in Colorado. In an effort to secure funding, entrance fees at the Colorado National Monument will double next year. The cost for private vehicles will go from $10 to $20. Hikers will be charged $10, and yearly passes will jump to $40. The National Monument will hold public meetings on the 19th, 26th, and 27th to discuss the changes. 4 months ago, atheist and satanic literature was made available to students in Delta County. Now, the school board is nearing a decision to change that policy to clarify what is and isn't allowed. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Kurt Clay is the assistant superintendent of the Delta County School District. He says this is an issue that goes back to even before the satanic books.
It started with the Gideon Bibles, which have been in our schools for a long time. And then the atheist group bringing their pamphlets this year. We have complied with both because we are secular. We do not take a side, and therefore we allowed both into the schools by our policy.
That policy, though, isn't written in stone.
The issue is a bigger issue. It's more on how the policy is written. We are looking at the policy to change that policy, but we also don't want to hurt our kids within that process.
The issue, he says, is that they can't single out just religious material. It's either everything or nothing.
What we're trying to change it toward is if there's an event, so there's a sign up for Girls on the Run that we want to get out there, we have to allow that to happen. If there's a sign up now, though, for students to have a pizza party for the atheist group, we have to allow that at the same time. We cannot discriminate against that as long as it meets the criteria. And I have had lawyers all over the state. We've had consults across the nation. And go into this piece of it. You have to be equal to all. What some districts have done is they've rolled the dice and they said, we're not going to allow it, and you know they'll sue us. And in fact, there's a case pending right now in Florida that's still going on for that very reason. That's what we're trying to weigh and figure out how we can get that information to kids, but not allow the philosophical piece to come in. We're trying to do both.
Clay says that the school is often the best centralized source for information about after-school clubs or athletic teams. Still, the controversy over atheist literature and Gideon Bibles is bringing about a change.
We're looking at our policy currently, and the board is reviewing that. In fact, it's in second review right now. I will move to third review in a month. And so we will probably change that policy so that some of this is not taking place.
You can hear more from Clay and others next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. on Local Motion, where we'll look at the continuing issues that Delta County School District has had with the separation of church and state. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A statewide DUI enforcement campaign over the 4th of July holiday weekend resulted in 312 citations. That's a 13% increase from last year. State officials say nearly 3,000 impaired drivers have been arrested in the 5 enforcement campaigns conducted so far this year. The next one is planned for August 19th and goes through September 6th to coincide with Labor Day. With hotter summer temperatures in the forecast, natural gas consumption is expected to increase in the coming months and prices along with it. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports for Inside Energy.
Electricity demand is at its highest across much of the U.S. in the summertime because of air conditioning. This year, a majority of that air conditioning will be powered by natural gas. The Energy Information Administration predicts natural gas will overtake coal as the largest source of electricity for the first time this year. But as gas consumption increases, prices are also expected to rise, prompting utilities to switch back to coal, at least for a few years. By the mid-2020s, the EIA projects both natural gas and renewables will provide larger shares of U.S. electricity than coal. For Inside Energy, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.